Okay. So, the Gemara says, "Ma b'sula, are you the machsher?" Where's the Ram point? Saying, "Says Sukkah Shigur Ma Masamama." Maskana Gemara Ervin is not is that the chalal of the sukkah, meaning the hollow. Up to 20 amas it goes. And even though the schach itself is above 20, is at 20, but as long as the hollow, the area of the sukkah is less than, is not more than 20, it's kosher. Who the machshir? The machshir of Mar Mafarish Buktai. Rashi doesn't tell. Rashi has Mar Mafarish Taima. It's actually. Let's see the Gemara, but this in the Rishonim seems to be three Mahalchim. Some Rishonim say there's a problem, it's Mechitza. Mechitza has to be Asara. Some Rishonim say because it's the Gemara says Diras Srucha, and if it's less than 10, the Gemara talks about when that Schach hangs down, it's a Diras Srucha. You can't sit there because it's too low. So not only if schach is hanging down on your face is a problem of diras rucha, even if less than 10 itself is a problem of diras rucha. And some Rishonim say the problem is al schach, which probably Rashi is referring to, that doesn't have a shame schach. The Gemara learns out from the kruvim, once tzadik Gemara that it doesn't have a shame schach if it's less than 10 tfachim. Shein gimel tfanois, Yishacham sum metzulsa psul, says Rashi, Shol tfang nam gemara yalef lahu, why we get to three walls, and gemara comes at not even three full walls. Cham sum metzulsa, interesting Rashi, hamuid batel beroiv, vareihu kimish einoi, vashem eschach kruya sukkah. So Ran over here brings down, Rashi says the mood is batel b'roiv. So what does it mean the mood is batel b'roiv? Is the miyat ear space, is it miyat schach batel b'roiv? That's Ran brings down one pshat. We're talking about the schach itself. Hamud batel b'roiv k'misha eino. He brings down some Rishonim say, since saying that in Rashi, that the miyat of the schach is batel, it's chams rumor so it means it's less schach then here space, and so the meat is batel b'roiv. But he says, Ran says that can't be, because harei the Gemara on daf chabez, the Gemara says chabez and beis. The Gemara says if it's equal on top, according to Rashi anyway, if it's equal on top, then we say it's pasul, because the sun spreads out more than the shade. So it's equal on top, we say it's possible. If the whole problem is the bittel is of the schach itself, says the Ran, then if it's equal, then there's no bittel. If the reason Rashi is the means is and that's why it's comes from itself as possible, then if it's equal on top, and we're talking about the chomer of the schach itself, it will be equal, there shouldn't be a bittel. Elamai says the Ran, that Rashi means the tzel. The tzel and the sun down below, where it's where it's more sun than shade, so actually the shade is what's bottle. The shade is what's bottle. Zok Gemar, Tanan Hasan, Mavish Ugevayim Masrim Ama, Imayit. Vidoyim Meinet Sarach. Says Rash, what's a mavoi? Mavoi shu sasa mishlaish at stadim, v'roish shu besog shu sarab. Chatzer p'suchas loy. So we all know there's a thing called a chatzer, and a thing called a mavoi. Chatzer has a couple of houses, they'll come up later also. A communal chatzer, which has a couple of houses, at least two houses in it. And those chatzeres open up to like an alleyway. That's the mavoi. So the case of the mavoi is it's closed on three sides, it's walls on three sides. through the opening. The people in the chutz are going out to Shus Rabim via the Mavoi. So Batim Shus Yachid, Midr Aisa, the Bnei Chatzeres, because that's three walls. Midr Aisa, the three walls is enough to make a Shus Yachid. But also Chum Lights and Meshusai, Meshus Chaveiroi, Beloi Erev, Shachatzeres, Kolachas, Meshus Latzma, Vamoi, Meshus Lakulam. So there are two things that have to be done to allow you to carry in the mavoi. First of all, we need what's called shtufe mavois. Like we have a ruve chatzeres, which allows you to carry in the chatzer. The people in the chatzer have to make an eruv, means that they take bread from everyone, or one your mezaka bread for everyone. So it's kilo, they're all living in one house. And then that's to allow you to carry from your house to the chatzer. To allow you to carry from the chatzer to the mavoi, we do the same thing with all the different chatzeres that open up to the mavoi. Also have to be mishtatif in bread and put the bread in one of the chatzeres. And then that also makes a kilo, it's one communal chatzer. It's all like one big chatzer mail that allows us to carry from the chatzer to the mavoi. But besides that, says Rashi, was the get to us. If each alien mechitz revius, the carbolia is done with Shizarabim, the mavoi has an appearance of a Shizarabim. It's somewhat of a thoroughfare because people use the mavoi to go from the chatzeres to the street. It's trichol hekker bereishai hapasul with Shizarabim, oi lechi zakuf, oi kaira mekaisel kaisel. So there's two ways that you can take care of the problem of the gezeira of going from the mavoi to the Shizarabim. Either by a lechi, which is a pole that you put on the side, or a kaira, a beam that goes across. So now, what's the gate to us is, if this beam is higher than 20 amos, it's a problem. So what does the Mishnah say to do? You may it, you lower it. So the Gemara wants to know why my mother, it says, it tells you what to do, if you have a problem, and my sukkah just tells you the problem. Ma'ishna gabi sukkah tani psula, but ma'ishna gabi mavi tani takanta. My mavi tells you how to fix it, and my sukkah just tells you that's possible. Ev the Gemara. Sukkah the raisa tani psula. Mavi drabanan tani takanta. The grashi. Sukkah the raisa. No, I'm sorry. Who said they're all saying it's sorry. You all said 20 amos is not a problem. My sukkah is not a problem in Mavoi. Actually, Yemayit, Yashpa, you lower it. And it's sorry, what's the first time? If you abuse them. Sukkah the Raisa, the Esser Mama, the law, Yalfinim the Raisa. Soon the Gemara is going to give us a couple of svaras, different sukkim, to tell us that sukkah, the Mama, Esser Mama, is possible. So Mel's Dindaraisa, Makaidim Shanishnis, Hamishna Nemra Shiura Mesinai. The Shir of Esra Mama preceded the Mishnah. So Mel, when the Mishnah comes and says, Tani Psul is Shaykh Lemisni Beloshim Psul, Kalaimar, Lainas is Katara Ukalacha. No, it's not the Mishnah Mimchadish Alacha right now. It's just telling me something which was already. So that's why Shaykh Loshim Psul. There's Rabbana Tanya Takant, this is Rashi. Mavi, the Kulim Rabbana, the Midraisa Sagile Vishalash Machitzes. Then it's Erech Lakaira. Zu El Midrabbana Tanya Takanta, Le Shaykh Lemish Melashim Psol. The man Pasla, Kaid Mishinish Mishnah Zu, or Reitz Achamu, who are the authors of the Mishnah, they're the ones that are asking it. You heard it here, not right now. Harehi, Tchilos Rasai, Umitzvasai. So somehow, we can't use the Lashon Psul. Some of Psul has a connotation that the Psul was already there. We're just telling you the Psul, not that we're Chadish the Psul. But in the first Teretz of the Gemara, Rashi is clear that the Lashon Psul Betzim would be better. Better to say Psul than the Takana. But by Mavuch, Rabbanon, we can say Psul. So therefore we say what to do in case it's higher than 20. And we spend in the second, Chayyur Rashi is going to switch on that. In the second, Teretz of Gemara. Ibai Seima, the Raisa Nami Tani Takanta, Miu sukkah the nefishi milsa pasim etani psula mavid leneth nafish mila mila etani dekanta. Says Rashi. Ibai same the rise nami shaykh lememr dekanta. So Rashi's mashma then the second teretz of the Gemara. It's preferable to say dekanta and not psul, but we're saying that really it's shaykh to say dekanta. Even on a deraisa, meaning so Betzim we could have said the kanta over here, but and kanta is preferable as opposed to the first teretz, which sounds like psul is better. It's just that by drabbani you can say psul. So like we do second best, we say the kanta. Here we're saying that it's preferable to say the kanta, but by sukkah, we have reason why we don't say the kanta. Why? Because it's nefishi milsa, says Rashi. Vein daimin takne seyem zula zu. Mitzarech l'shana is haloshin l'chol takana takana goyim. B'gvoye yimayi. Shein gvoye yakbiya. Shein l'gimot fanaz yasla yasla. Shecham zu mitzilsa yoyis v'schach. So therefore it's a whole balgan. Too many things going on over here. So therefore we say a loshin which is shayach by all of them. We just say a loshin of psul. Ilkoch pasuk tani psula. Nematz l'machlin u'kula v'hach psula. For the sake of being concise, we were mavater on the lashon of the kanta because it's too cumbersome, and then we just say so. But mavi le'nafesh mile ba'ais mishnah, because even though there are a lot of halachas about a mavi, but not like this particular halacha, therefore just one halacha we say yimay. That's Rashi's mahalach of it. Taisa says a little different mahalach. Taisa says. The Raisa Tani Psula in the first Eretz of the Gemara, that he learns that the reason why the Raisa we say Pasul, not because somehow there has a connotation that the Issa was there already, rather because by saying Yemayit, it might be misleading. And again, it's preferable, Taisa says, to say Psul, but not Stam, but because if you say Yemayit, it might be misleading, and people will think, Yemayit, Mizachatchila, if you're able to, you lower it, Yemayit. But not that it's possible, but the Evid, it's kosher. Therefore, it says, Psul, which tells you that it's a din deraisa. And that the Gemara says, by something that's possible deraisa, we're more worried that someone will misunderstand the Mishnah and say, but the Evid, it's kosher. Then it'll be psul deraisa. Mashenki, if it's only psul drabanan, it's only drabanan. Nunish zeke feraloch. If he's gonna mess up, says the Gemara. Minani mili. Where do we know that sukkah l'mal masimam is psul? Amar Rabba, damakra. L'man yedu dar seichem ki besukais hayshafti es bnei Yisrael. Ad Esr Mama, Adam Yideya, Shudar Basukka. Lamal Esr Mama, Ein Adam Yideya Shudar Basukka. Mishum Loishalta Ba Eino. Says Rash. Laman Yeidu. Says Rashi. Asei Sukka, She Yeshivasa Nikeres Lecha. Dichsiv, Yedu, ki besukois heshafti, tzivisi leishev, hachi darishlo. Rashi learns is not the pasuk pshat the pasuk, because I've got a mikreis and a pshut. The pasuk is just telling me that leman yedu eseichem ki besukois heshafti is bnei Yisrael. It's not telling you how to build your sukkah. It's just telling you that you should know leman yedu. You should know that Hashem took us, and that when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, He sat us in Sukkot. That came on a covet. We were just learning with Shlomo. We saw that the famous Bach, which really comes from the Torah, that there's an Indian Chatchila. Bach even said, "You're not Yetzi Mitzvah Kitikunoi. You're not Machavim B'Shas when you sing in the Sukkah. Man Yedu that Hashem." Zeichel on a covet. Also, Zeichel says Mitzrayim. Agabanim, so that's the Bashim Shah the Pasuk. He's telling us why. But Rashi learns that the Rabbi is saying that the drasha is that there's a directive how to make the sukkah. Leman Yedum says, make a sukkah that the yeshiva is nicker. The pasuk is good for telling me that can't be lamal me'asrim, because the pasuk is telling me that you have to make a sukkah. You have to make a sukkah that's nicker, that you know that you're sitting in the sukkah. I say sukkah she yeshivas in the keres lecha. The time is interesting. The Rashi says, "Say sukkah." So first, some ask that really man yedu, right? Why have to be Rashi has a host of Torah how to read it into the pasuk. The Torah is telling me make a sukkah that you know. And when you're sitting in the sukkah, you know that you're sitting in the sukkah, right? You could have just said man yedu. Since you have to know, you're supposed to be sitting in the sukkah in order. You should remember Zechanan Kavod. If you don't know that you're sitting in it, if you can't see the sukkah, then maybe it's a chesor in the man yedu. Rashi is not like that. Rashi learns that the pasuk is good for telling me make a sukkah that you know now that you're sitting in the sukkah, not the yen sukkah man yedu. Can be sukkah man yedu. The drasha is saying make a sukkah that you know. It's interesting. I saw someone's medayik. Rashi learns that it's a din nasiyas sukkah. I say sukkah. Right? It could be an afkamina. Right? Not Rashi doesn't say you should sit in the sukkah. Rashi said the way I say sukkah could be an afkamina lagabe taslam and also. If the Rashi learning according to Rabbah is a mitzvah to make a sukkah, yeah, I say sukkah that's less than 20 amos in order that you should know that you're sitting in a sukkah. And maybe the should be a psul of tassav leim and asay. If there's a din nasi, it has to be an asi of less than the din of asi of less than 20 amis. Let's say you even have a sukkah that's more than 20 amis, right? I think all those shayim they're not like that. I think it's come out in the Ferish Gemara that there's no problem tassav leim and asay that il ma'al ma'asim amma. But according to Rashi, midas Rabba, there should be a problem with tassav leim and asay. I mean, if a shas when you made it, it was a problem, and you want to just fix it up without an asiyah. Let's say you want to just raise the floor, right? So now it's not 20 amos, but the problem has to learn asiyah. I think, but fi the diak and Rashi, it could be at least the fi Rabba, maybe there would be a problem has to learn asiyah. Right? That's this Rabba, that what you have to know that you're sitting in the sukkah more than 20 amos. L'sholta be'ena, Umar says. Ena v'desh d'ar v'sukkah, l'sholta be'ena. But l'man yedu, that you're sitting in a sukkah. Reb Zeir Amen Mahacha. V'sukkah tia l'tzel yayimam. Mechoy reib. The sukkah, that the Umar brings down as a pasuk Yishai, but sukkah is also lavai. We see the concept, we see the musuk, a sukkah is for tzel, from heat. Mechoy reib. So it's there for what? Adas Rama, it's a tzel, it says, right? Adas Rama Adam Yoishim Betzel Sukkah, Malam Es Rama Ein Adam Yoishim Betzel Sukkah, El Betzel Tfanas. Says Rashi. Took a sukkah till a tzel, Mashm Ein Tzchach, El Osel a tzel. Because again, like Rashi said in the Mishnah, Hashem Es Tzchach, Kruy Yisukkah. The Iker of the sukkah, Rashi says, is the Tzchach. Hashem Es Tzchach, Kruy Yisukkah. So it says in the Pasuk Yishai, it says, Sukkah Tiel Etzel, that means the Tzchach has to be for Tzel. And more than 20 Amis, you're not saying Mitzel Sukkah, Mitzel Tfana, Zagrashi, Shat Slolim, Megin Zel Azeh, Mitoy Goyvon, Shal Tfana, Zvein Tzarech L'Tzchach. V'kama Mukib, L'Ktayd Rav Zeir, B'Shem Bo'el Arba, Al Arba, Dafka, this Psul, Zeir's Psul is Dafka when it's it's a small sukkah. It's not dalan amos on dalan amos. It's not 2 meters by 2 meters. Because if it's 2 meters by 2 meters, then even if it's more than 20 amos, it's kosher. The kimul rabbanon, the b'chay shiura lekatzel schach elatzel shel tfanas. Elatzel shel tfanas. Oh, so the Dvalva here raises a point that he says, L'chayra, what's the word saying that, that you're not saying Betzel Sukkah? Alright, when do we measure the tail? When the sun is directly above, right? Because the sun's it's in the afternoon or in the morning, then anyway you're not saying Betzel Sukkah. The shade is different comfort than Tfanas. If the sun's at an angle, the shade is not going to be below the schach, right? It's Elmai. We're talking about schach. You need schach that's right to give tzel when the sun's on top, right? But that you see anyway. The Shurim spoke out in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says l'mal ma'aser ma'am is pasul, right? It's kosher. And according to Rabbi Zeir, why is it pasul? Because there's no tzel, right? So what? When Mishnah's Chamas Ruvim Betzilsa, and Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't need tzel, right? So Chamas Ruvim Betzilsa is kosher for Rabbi Yehuda? Doesn't say that. He argues only 20 times, there's nothing in Chamas Ruvim Betzilsa. So trying to say, Rana also speaks out, and no, he needs Chak, that's right to give tzel. The only shail is, the Mechaki says, it has to be right to give tzel where it is, or if you'd lower it, for Rabbi Yehuda, that's enough, it's Chak that's right to give tzel. That's why it can't be Chamas Ruvim Betzilsa. If you lower it, it's schach that could give tzel. But even with the dan, it doesn't say that it always has to give tzel. I mean, like the Dvar speaks out in the morning and afternoon, it's not giving tzel. Elamai means it has to be, it's right to give tzel where it is, but when the sun is directly above. So he asks, so what do you mean? If the sun is directly above, then the only tzel that you have is, you have the tzel. It goes straight down. Whatever tzel is, you have. So Rav says, no, it's still talking about in Tishrei. In Tishrei, the sun is off to the side a little bit. In Tishrei, the sun is never directly above, says Rav. So Meili says, that's why, we're not going to be seeing itself. Which is interesting, he could have said that, anyway, it's all hypothetical, it's all virtual, what would be if, right? So, no, with that we say, no, it has to be when it is on top now. So we have Rabbi that says, L'man Yedu, you have to know these things in the Sukkah, according to Rashi. With your Bzeira, the problem is tzel. L'man Mesimama, you're not sitting with tzel of the Schach. Rabbi says, Mahachla, Basukkah's Teshu Shivas Yamin, Amr Taira, called Shivas Hayamim, say Madiras Keva, Veshev, Madiras Arai. Oh, no, I skipped the Gemara, right? Oh, my bye, sorry. El Miata, Isis Akasim, Ashras Kanayim, Hachanayim, love is Sukkah. My Hosam, Dal Ashras Kanayim, Ikatel Sukkah. Oh, Dal Defanis, Lekatel Sukkah. Says Rash, Ashras Kanayim, Shneorim Gedailim, Ashvel Beneim, two high mountains, and there's a valley between them, Mutarka Ibaharim, and Chama Zerachas Shamashvela. Gemara says, no, in economic time, you don't need to actually have the tzel. Because there, if you take away the tfana, it's nice you have the tzel. Shacham haba mitachtel nimsas shma. I'm sorry. There, if you take away the mountains, you'll have tzel. Mashenkein, by the Ma'al Masrim, if you take away the walls, you're not going to have any tzel. Shacham haba mitachtel v'nimsas shma batal. Shem of the Sukkah, Rashi, Hashem Tzel, then you're not going to have. Shivas Yamim, that's Rabbi Zeir. Rava says that what? Sukkah Tzel Shivas Yamim. Torah says, leave your dearest Keva and sit in dearest Arei for 7 days. Mess, what's the problem? Ad esrim ama adam oisus diras diras arai amal mesrim ama in adam oisus diras diras arai el diras kaba. Says Rashi shivas yam sukkah shal shiva besuloi dain arai v'dayim mechitzas kal. It has to be a sukkah that can only that for 7 days. A sukkah that stands for 7 days is a diras arai v'daya. All you need it should last for 7 days. Last 7 days, you don't need a permanent structure. Malam Masrim, Sarach Lasses, Yisei Deisel, Mechitzesel, Kavuin. It's like people, if it's that high, has to be more of a permanent structure in order to support such a height. A mela, the problem is, it's going to be too keva. Says the Gemara, again, I'm like, Baya, Miata, Asa, Machit, Shabarazel, Sikha, Gaban, Hachinam, Lava, Sukkah. So if you make your mechitza out of metal, so it's arai. You tell me the sukkah has to be it's kavah. Sukkah has to be arai. So it's pasul sukkah. Amalei hach kaminu. Atchav ama. The adam oisa dirasa diras arai. The avla diras kavah. Nami napik. The mal mchav ama. The adam oisa dirasa diras kavah. Ki avla diras arai. Nami loy napik. So Gemara says the chayr pashpian the Gemara. We're saying it's really just a shear. Right? When it says arai, it means it has to be a shear that's roi farai. Right? So al masrim, normally you have to make it kava, therefore it's possible. Even if you make it arai, it's still possible. But lamata masrim, even if you make it kava, it's kosher because it's roi to make it arai. Yeah? That's the chayr we say from the Gemara. There's a Rashi here, which I never understood for the life of me. Rashi says something very strange. Rashi says, Adas Ramabma, Adam Oisa, Dirasai, Diras Arai. Therefore, you make keva, it's good, says Rashi. The Vada Yesh Bechlal Keva Arai. Yesh Bechlal Keva Arai. Those words, to me, I have no idea what he's talking about. Yesh b'chal keva arai. You need, you know, Kil Rashi is saying, that's what we need arai. So why if Bill Mechita shall barzel? Yeah? So why is it kosher? Teretz is, in Mechita shall barzel, there's also a Mechitza, you know, if you have a very thin, you know, mamish paper thin, so b'chal the Mechitza of keva, you have arai. B'chal doesn't make any sense, because by definition, if it's kev, it's not arai. It's not like b'chal kev arai. It's like the other Rishonim say, it's not, it's a shear. It's a shear of how something that's royal kev, that royal arai. But b'chal, like Rashi is saying, you talk and need the arai. But b'chal kev arai. I have no idea what that means. Arai also k'tayr, al-kark like pita tayr al-arai, el-shem shear. Then Rashi fears eyes, like the other way. It's a very strange Rashi. Like Peter El Ara El Hashem Shir, Lost the Hashir, Begoyvish, the Chaylam, and I, they say this Ara. So Rashi then does say the Pashab Shah. I don't know what he means Bechal, Keva, Arai. So one more point, Thais over here, interesting Thais asks that, if you're telling me, Thais asks, the Gemara and Taina says that Gisham is a Simon. Right, what does Gemara say? Can make a mechitza shel barzel, right? As long as it's less than 20, so there's no problem of keva. So in Cain, why is it rain a siman klala? You can nail in your schach, and oifin, and no rain's gonna come in. But meila, why is a siman? Why is a geshem a siman klala b'chad? Zoktaisvis that this the Gemara says. That it could be kevas as long as it's shaykh to make an arai. That's only in tfanas. But since like Rashi said the whole time, the ikr sukkah is the schach. So even if you're out of the schach, kulal mahol, you need arai mamish. And male, if you kaveh mismerim, it's gonna be possible.